Greetings from the joyful land of Vrindavan. We are discussing the road of Sharanagati, or taking shelter. Actually, when we move about in Vrindavan, we see many, many people here who have actually given up all conduct and everything else which is unfavorable to developing bhakti to Radha and Krishna. They appear externally poor, but internally they have big spiritual wealth. This brings us to our next step on the road of Sharanagati. Renunciation of conduct unfavorable to bhakti. Bhaktivinoda Thakur offers a list, but I would like to first tune you in a little bit. If you want to carve out a beautiful image from a stone, you need to chip away all these things which cover the stone. You need to become a mason, someone who carves a deity. This is our life in Krishna consciousness. We want to carve out the beautiful image of Radha and Krishna out of this material world. And for that, we will need to learn to renounce those things which are unfavorable, which are in the way. Bhaktivinoda Thakur now sings, "I will not have association with persons who are opposed to your bhakti. I will never reside at places unfavorable for devotional service. I will never take pleasure in non-devotional activities. I will not read books opposed to pure devotion, nor listen to any scriptural explanation which counters devotional principles." And he goes on and on, and he says, "With great care I will reject everything unfavorable to devotional service. This is a most definite proclamation." I would like to say, take courage. Look at your life and see where are those things which are easy for you to recognize as being hindrances and harmful to your development, and start with those easy steps of renunciation of things which are unfavorable. That will give you confidence, strength, and also spiritual experiences that help you to move forward. Yes, there's this spiritual law. I reveal myself in accordance to how someone surrenders to me. I wish you all the best in this path. Take courage, and let's be together tomorrow again.